It is 12:39 on the Midday Report. Let's get an update now on what's happening in the education sector. The Gauteng Education MEC has said they will make room for late applications to accommodate parents who were not able to apply for grade 1s and 8s. The MEC speaking during a media briefing for the placement process yesterday. So that has that's what has been happening with that one. We're going to speak to Steve Mabona in a short while because of that announcement. But also, we're having a look today at what's happening in the public service union sector. The public service union saying they will strike again this week as the government refuses to meet their wage increase demands. Let's start with that story. Trevor Shaku is the SAFTU spokesperson. Trevor, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time today. We have seen two strikes already in the public sector, 2 days at least of strikes. You are now threatening a third day of strikes. Tell us about this.
Good afternoon and thanks for having us. As things stand, we are already embarking on strikes, strike actions, which are taking place in different workplaces, hospitals in particular. We have had what we have organized lunchtime pickets, and these are ongoing strike actions which are taking place there. And we are embarking on these particular processes, whilst at the same time, the other unions which have not yet completed balloting their members, but also who have not yet finalized their picketing rules, are dealing with that particular process. And as soon as they finish that, we would, of course, assess and see if we're going on another indefinite full-blown strike. But a strike action is underway as we speak. The one we, of course, are threatening is that indefinite strike. And it is in the context of the memorandum we submitted to Treasury and to Public Service Administration, in which we demanded, of course, 10%, amongst others, and the department to be able to fill vacant posts, to increase the public service wage bill so that we can hire more workers and all of that. We have given them 7 days. So today, tomorrow will be the last day for them to submit an answer or a list of answers to those that memorandum. So in the context of that, we will, as soon as we receive the response, assess, meet at three federations, and then determine the course of action.
Trevor, it certainly looks at this stage as though both parties are digging in their heels, that government is hell-bent on this 3% wage hike and that civil servants are saying it's got to be a double-digit wage increase. We are now several months into this. How do we resolve this? How do you find each other?
We are not going to accede to any intransigency on the part of government. Their refusal to implement what we are requesting them to should not see the light of day, especially because theirs is merely to conform to the neoliberal fiscal policy measures which they've adopted by encouragement recommendation of IMF and the World Bank. And we, on the other side, are requesting the 10% on the basis that our members have had a very difficult year, and difficult 3 years, in fact, because if you look at 2020 to today, you realize that workers have not gotten any real increase. And as a result, in the context of the rising cost of living, our workers have been losing. Not only losing in as far as the immediate cost of living is concerned, but also just if you look at the impact on the pensions of workers, what these lesser increases mean in the context of workers' pensions cumulatively into the future. But in addition to that, we are demanding the expansion of the public service wage bill because our workers are overwhelmed with workload because of understaffing in the public service, but also the beneficiaries of public service are actually receiving poor services because there is simply not enough staff. So we have to win out of this particular battle.
Trevor, thank you. Trevor Shaku is the SAFTU spokesperson. Very much a deadlock at the moment. But where does government find the money? This is the problem. The global ratings agency Fitch on Friday night said that it had decided to keep South Africa's rating unchanged, but it is worried about the public sector wage demands, saying that there is increasing upward pressure on spending. And we have this massive debt problem in South Africa. We have a huge debt hole. So how do we get out of that if the public service wants more money? They are demanding a double-digit increase.